if the things that we see and relate to existed not as imputations, not created by the mind, well, then we should be able to find them outside the mind. Like for example, this car, we should be able to find the thing that is the car, irrespective of what our mind thinks, irrespective of what our mind is suggesting. We should be able to find the thing that is the car. So we're going to do that search. And in a moment, we'll do the search for ourselves, because we're a little bit more attached to ourselves than our car. But anyway, so car. So if you have a car, hopefully you know where your car is. And I say, well, can you show me your car? And you're very confident that you can, because you parked it on the circle or in one of the car parks here at Manjushri. And so we go for a little outing and you take me to your car. And I say, okay, can you touch the car? Because you're suggesting that your car is a thing, that it's something that exists, something that's solid and real and that is outside of the mind. It's a tangible, physical, solid, discrete entity, object. That's your car, right? Yes, of course. So touch your car. And you try. And what are you doing? Maybe you're putting your hand on the bonnet. Well, is the bonnet the car? No, the bonnet's not the car. Like if tomorrow morning, in a future scenario, or even now, when you need to get to work, and you've left it a little late, and you dash out to the car, or you go to your garage to the car, and all there is a bonnet, where's my car? A bonnet is not a car. Maybe you've reached in through the window for some reason, and you're holding the steering wheel. This is my car. Well, again, tomorrow morning, steering wheel, or after the class, you go out, steering wheel. Where's my car? Just some wheels. Just an axis, just an engine. Is there anything you can touch which you can say, this is the car? No. No. Everything you can touch is not the car. And I know, for some of you, you'll be hearing that thinking, this is just wordplay. This is just annoying. I'm just, some people hearing this just get furious. But it's not just wordplay. It's not just semantics. There's something really weird going on. Because we've thought always there is something there. But when we go looking for it, we can't find it. There's an idea of a car. But in practice, outside of that idea, we can't touch something that is the car. And then maybe you're saying, maybe eventually, like, oh, all right then. But there is a steering wheel, and there are wheels, and there are tires, and there isn't it. Well, again, exactly the same thing is going to apply, isn't it? Like, try to hold, well, that's just the paintwork. Yeah, but there is the paint, and eventually we're going to concede. Eventually, you know, everyone is forced, eventually. If you keep engaging with this, we are forced eventually to concede, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. We're living in a world of ideas. It doesn't feel that way. But eventually we will realize this profound, profound truth. Now, for example, self. I feel very strongly there's a person here. There's a person here teaching. And there's definitely a person, I, wrapped in me, here. But if I look for that person, can I find something that is that person? I can go through everything that's here. I can account for everything that's here physically. I can go through every bone, every tissue, every organ, every fluid, every vacuity, everything. I can account for everything here. You know, like those anatomical studies, I can peel back every sheet, every layer, everything, explode all the things. There's none of that is me. I can do exactly the same with the mind. Now, having spent time studying Venerable Geshe's book, How to Understand the Mind, I can identify all the different feelings, the attentions, the intentions, the contacts, the mental factors, the primary minds. We can go through all of these things. We can account for every sensation, every memory, every perception. And none of those is I, is self. Even the thought I is not the I. Like I'm not relating to a thought thinking I. When I think Rabton, I'm not thinking about a thought thinking Rabton. I'm thinking about a person. But I look for that person, can't find. There's an idea of a person. There's an idea. But beyond the idea, beyond the label, beyond the name, we can't find anything. This is true of everything. The entire universe exists through imputation. There is not a single phenomenon that is not imputed by mind. Everything depends upon imputation by mind for its existence. If we think deeply about this, we can understand that both samsara and the liberation of nirvana are created by mind, and also that we can abandon samsara and attain liberation and enlightenment simply by changing our mind.